Wildflower with singing stars Robert Simmons and Peggy Allen.
Wildflower, we love you. What else could we do?
When you see me swaying with the graces going prancing, in my heart is praying that you'll never see from dancing.
Wildflower, tell us
true. If you only knew, I have the graces that the sun gets from your kisses.
Autumn has come to Luigi's farm at Cassimo in Lombardy. Gabriel has also come to Luigi's farm seeking Nina Benedetto. And why not? He's in love with Nina. So is a fellow named Guido. Alberto. So is nearly everybody. Gabriel, known to all as Gabby, seeks Nina on this of all days, for it's her birthday. Gabby is somewhat flustered.
Hello, Gabby. What's the matter?
I'm a shot.
You should know better, Gabby, than to cross the fields when people are shooting partridges.
Do I look like a partridge, Guido?
Yes.
No wonder they shot me. Look at my hat and me dressed up for Nina's birthday. Hey, where is she? Not back from the market yet?
Not yet.
I brought her a letter.
Ha ha, a love letter.
Well, what if it is a love letter? It's like any other love letter. They're all alike.
All this silly talk of ours, making love with books and flowers, take it from an expert that it's wrong. For when you try to frame a note to send your flame, it's always just the same old sort of song. There are no new words, just one or two words, the tried and true words we've heard so long.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's the general meaning of it all.
Do write soon, miss you so, long to hug and kiss you so. Dearest, please forgive this hasty scrawl.
Every day when you're away, I don't know what to do. Do you ever think of me, darling, are you true?
All the phrases merely say the very same thing in a different way.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
That's what?
That's the voice that shot me. I remember it yelling its head off like a Swiss cheese, and then a bang. Look at my hat. Who is this Crusoe with the cracked larynx?
Ah, there you all are. Marvelous day, marvelous day. The birds enjoyed it thoroughly. Didn't hit a thing.
Didn't you? Look at my hat.
Oh, it's all right, Gabby. This is the lawyer, Signor Gaspo La Rota.
My card. I am the Legal Eagle, the greatest living expert on crime, breach of promise, divorce. Parking offenses specially catered for. If you should ever contemplate murder...
I am now. Bah!
Bah!
Black sheep.
Keep your wool on. Where is Bianca?
Over there with Luigi and Alberto.
And where is Nina?
When she comes, I have this for her, if she'll accept it.
It looks like an engagement ring. I wonder what Nina will say. Luigi was like a father to her, always says she's learned never to count on what his little wildflower will say.
Wildflower. Yes, that just describes her. One moment smiling at the sun.
And the next, she's a riddle. And what a temper.
Wildflower.
Wildflower, I love you. What else can I do? When I see you swaying with a grace that's too entrancing, then my heart is praying that you'll never cease from dancing. Wildflower, tell me true. If you only knew how I dream about you and my heart is sad without you. Wildflower, I love you.
Wildflower, we love you. What else could we do?
When I see you swaying with a grace that's too entrancing, then my heart is praying that you'll never cease from dancing.
Wildflower, tell us who.
How I dream about you and my heart is sad without you. Wildflower, I love you.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Gabby, will you go and unhug?
unharness Joko.
Unharness him? That donkey of yours? Unharness him?
Yes, take his harness off.
Don't you think we'd better wait until the weather gets a little milder? Anyway, that donkey doesn't like me. He's vicious.
Nonsense. He's only playful. And who shot at my pet chicken? Why do you fools let these shooters come round here? Why don't you make them stay at home? Fiends, the murderers! How dare you let them come down here when they don't know the difference between a partridge and a chicken?
Or a hat. Look at my poor little hat.
How dare you joke?
Don't be angry on your birthday, Nina. See all the presents your friends have brought you.
Oh, and here I've been scolding everybody like a... Why did you let me do it?
Oh, Nina.
I'm sorry. My dear friends, I'm so happy. Let's dance.
Oh, yes, let's have a dance. Eh?
Let's dance the bambolina.
Oh, the bambolina.
Wilt thou come with me to the fair? Bambolina will be there. And there you are in your sweetheart's arms. Before you've time to think,
it's a bambolina ring. See the pigs on the rosary. When the dancing has the fair, you have to take the greatest step.
Alberto, where are they? Where are they? Here, you, black sheep, where are they?
Bah! You treacle-beagle!
Legal eagle, Gaspar Alotta, the legal eagle, the greatest living...
It's not the greatest part I object to. It's the living part. What are you kicking up such a fuss about, eh?
Benedetto's dead. Ah, dear, he never did this before.
Nina's grandfather. Well, he had to die sometime. He was a very old.
Poor grandfather.
No, rich grandfather. Now listen to me carefully. It is possible that you may inherit his entire fortune of 20 million lira.
What of Bianca, my cousin?
She gets nothing, so long as you fulfill certain conditions. The old man knew you inherited the family temper, but if you live on his estate at Como for 6 months without even once losing your temper, you'll get the fortune.
Well, that's easy.
It's out of the question.
Hey, and if she doesn't do this, she gets nothing, eh?
Not a lira. It all goes to Bianca.
Well, tell Bianca she can have it.
Nina!
Oh, there's no use me trying to keep my temper for that long.
Now, wait, Nina.
What would I do with 20 million lira?
Sell Joko and buy a bicycle.
No.
Think it over before I tell Bianca the news.
Yes, you buzz off, and we'll think it over. Nina, you're a funny girl. But if you don't take that money, I want you to know that I shall always feel the same towards you. I bought you a lovely little birthday present. A poem. I wrote it myself.
A poem?
Yes, go on, read.
Upon the rugged mountain sides, the chamois leaps to greet his brides. How tenderly he woos them. So, Nina, when thy love I seek, my heart, which is too full to speak, leaps up and down my... bosom?
Yes, that rhymes with woosom.
Oh, I see. And what's this?
A PTO. And when we're all alone someday... To thee, how tenderly I'll say.
Nina!
Wouldn't it...
Oh, wait, Guido. Gabby, I'll give you my answer later, when we're alone.
I've been looking for you, Nina.
Have you a present for me too, Guido?
Yes, Nina, it's this. It's a ring. An engagement ring. I think the ring will have to ask you what I haven't the courage to ask.
What does it ask, Guido?
It asks you if someday you'll be... If you'll wear it.
Give it to me, Guido.
There. There's your answer, Guido.
Oh, Nina. Nina, you see that little house on the hill? That's the Panzoni farm. I've saved up all my earnings, and in the spring I shall be able to buy that house and enough land to keep it going. In the spring... In the spring... Nina, will you... I mean, in the spring...
In the spring?
Yes, Nina, in the spring.
Well, is June spring?
Yes.
And May too?
Yes, and even April.
April. I always know when spring is here. It's when I see all the blossoms on the trees.
You are mine at last. All my dark is past. And the winter will not seem so drear.
Happy bride I'll be, you'll be all to me, when the first buds of springtime appear.
When those buds arrive, how my heart will thrive, not a man alive happy as I, dear. When April blossoms bloom, they bloom for me. When April blossoms bloom on this old tree.
We'll take the donkey cart and on our journey start, just you and I, sweetheart. Alone we'll be.
On yonder mountain side, a home we'll share, and love shall surely guide our footsteps there.
We're on the sky so blue, all open heaven too.
When April blossoms, April blossoms, me.
You are, you legless beetle, you.
Legal Eagle, Gasparotta.
Yes, shut up. But what's this I hear about Nina?
Yes, she's going to Como.
But a half an hour ago she said
she's that... changed her mind. She's going to Como for the 6 months, and the three of you leave in a few minutes.
The three of us?
Yes. She is permitted to take one friend with her, and her guardian has chosen you at my instruction.
Her guardian? Who's her guardian?
My wife, the Legal Eagleess. And anybody who can live with my wife for 6 hours, let alone 6 months, without losing his temper, is the eighth wonder of the world. Ah, here is the whole village coming to see you off.
Come on, Gabby. Joker is all ready. Get in the cart.
Hey, we don't have to take a Joker, do we?
I'll not go without him.
But remember, you must be there by midnight.
I won't forget. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah. And to think, she has to live with my wife for 6 months without losing her temper. It can't be done.
What a dream of you. What a dream.
He's with the greatness to entrancing.
Then my heart is praying that you'll never cease from dancing.
And so the curtain falls on Act One of Wildflower. Spring has come to Italy. It's 6 months since we saw the autumn at Cosimo. And 6 months since Nina left Cosimo. For we find her and Gabby and Gasparotta at the Benedetto Cottage at Lake Como. All is gay at Lake Como.
Thank you.
measly measle.
How many more times must I tell
you that? All right, Regal Beagle. Have you seen Nina?
No, but I will.
I suppose you know the time. It's 11 o'clock, and in an hour's time, she gets all of the dough. 6 months, and she hasn't lost her temper.
Yet. There's an hour to go. You know what happens at the 11th hour.
Yes, the clock begins to think about doing its daily dozen. What else?
Nina's going to lose her temper. I'm going to make her.
Nuts.
Are you aware that you're insulting Gaspar La Rota, the legal eagle?
I am.
Are you positive?
Positive.
Well, there's nothing more to be said, is there?
You said it, the chump. Here, hold on. Don't go, you triple rebel. How are you going to make Nina lose her temper?
Well, you know that lover of hers, that clod of clay, that sty cleaner, that cowherd, that pig's valet, yodeling yob, Guido.
The face is familiar, but I can't think of all his names.
Well, I've invited him down here, and when all the smart folks see him here, they'll laugh their heads off. And if that doesn't make Nina lose her temper, I'll eat my hat. I'll go and round the girls and boys up.
So, he's bringing the Guido down, huh? Gabby, get busy. Nina! Nina! Look at all of the blossoms I've picked for you. Ah, there you are.
Hello, Gabby. What lovely blossoms. How beautifully fresh.
I got up early to get them.
There's a little dew on them still.
I'll pay that off tomorrow. Nina, do me...
Name it, Gabby.
Marry me, just as a favor. I've been doing you favors. Why have you had me out every morning looking for blossoms?
Because they remind me of someone.
Who?
Someone I like very much.
Do I know him?
Very well.
I know myself very well. It might be me, eh?
You never can tell.
Or perhaps it's somebody else.
Perhaps it is somebody else.
If you only knew how I dream of you.
If you only knew how I've been dreaming about somebody else.
You can never blame a girl for dreaming.
Gabriel. Where's Nina?
Oh, thereabouts, I'd say. I haven't seen much of her since I proposed to her. And she sighed. Yeah, girls are like that, you know.
Oh? I didn't know she was engaged. Signor La Rota said...
Funny how girls change. Take Nina now, but then, of course, her case is different. Tonight, she inherits millions. You can't expect a girl with millions to live in a thatched cottage on a hillside and milk a cow every morning, can you?
Perhaps not.
I expect Nina's done with thatch cottages and all that goes with them. She never writes home anymore, does she?
No. I haven't heard from her since she left us.
Have you written to her?
Yes, I wrote her a letter and brought it with me. I was just going to send it when I got her message.
Guido, I think La Rota has played a trick on you.
If I thought that, I'd...
Guido!
Oh, it's Nina. Nina, is it really you?
Yes, Guido.
But you look a little strange.
Because I'm so surprised to see you.
Then you didn't send for me?
No. How did you happen to come?
I came to give you a letter, but it doesn't matter. I'll go away now.
Look at the country bumpkin.
Country bumpkin? How dare you? You...
Nina, Nina, don't lose your temper.
Guido.
I'm sorry I haven't such fine clothes and such perfect manners as some of your guests you really invited.
But Guido, I would have invited you only...
Nina, Alberto wants you. I nearly forgot.
Is Alberto here too?
Yes, he's here. He wants to marry Nina too.
Nina, you promised to give Alberto the next dance, and I must insist.
You insist? Why, you...
Nina, you mustn't lose your temper.
Lose my temper? Me? How long to go, Gabby?
5 minutes.
Wait for me, Guido.
I'll give Alberto his dance, and then I'll have something to say to a lot of people.
Yes, I deserve to be laughed at for coming here. They were right. Nina has forgotten Casimo and all that goes with it. Signor La Rota, will you give her this letter?
Yes, I'll see she gets it.
It's just a little story, but I know she'll understand. Give it to her after I've gone.
Goodbye, little rosebud, goodbye, little friend, 'tis the end. I thought you were blooming for me, I was foolishly dreaming, I see. For a clod that bears sigh, for a rose blooming, and I cannot hope for a tender reply. For roses can see but the sky, so goodbye, little rosebud, goodbye.
La Rota, you almost spoiled my chances of getting Nina, bringing Guido here. You pompous, blundering pudding face.
Pudding face?
Pudding face.
This is an insult that can only be wiped out in blood.
Blood? Certainly. You mean a duel?
A duel.
To the death.
To the death.
Good.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Pistols.
Pistols.
And if I'm not there, shoot yourself. Now, keep quiet and let me think. What to do? What to do? I am at a loss. Gaspar La Rota, the legal eagle, is at a loss. Well, that should be enough to make the earth tremble. But wait, something comes to me from a vast, empty space.
You must be thinking.
If she hears that Guido, her sweetheart, has left here, have thrown her over, that might be the biggest temper yet.
Guido! Where is Guido?
He's gone.
Gone? Didn't he leave me a letter?
No, no note. But he told me to tell you that he was soon to be married to another girl in Casimo.
Nicolina! That explains it.
That was her name.
Oh, no, no.
Pretty humiliating to be duped, eh, Nina?
Oh, you...
Nina, don't lose your temper. Only 5 seconds more.
Get out of it, you black sheep, you. 12 o'clock. Oh, I'm cooked.
You... La Rota, I hate you. Get out.
Get out.
Yes, get out, you. You, all of you, get out. Don't stand there staring at me. Do you think I care for that farm boy, Guido? Look, the ring he gave me. I threw it away. I hate him, I hate him, I hate him.
Nina!
Gabby, do something for me.
Yes, Nina, I know. You want me to marry you.
I don't, Gabby. I want you to find Alberto for me. Tell him I'll marry him tomorrow.
But, Nina!
Get out! Oh, I'm sorry, Gabby. Go and tell Alberto.
I think I'll have that duel with this sneezing measle after all.
Oh, Guido. Guido, you've gone and left me alone with our April blossoms. April blossoms. April blossoms. And they could have meant... Oh, Guido, Guido. I've never seen that tree so covered with blossom.
Nor have I.
Oh, Guido! You startled me. What are you doing here?
I came to say goodbye and to wish you well.
Thank you. And I wish you well. I see the crop will be large this spring.
Yes, I have several men working for me now. I took over my farm last month.
Oh, the Panzone farm. You got it?
Yes. It's good to get something one's been waiting for. Oh,
but you'll soon have everything you want. And your wife will have everything she wants. Nice stews to cook for your dinner, and perhaps some little things to sew. And neither of you will be sorry for me having to live in Rome and Paris and a lot of other out-of-the-way places. You won't even think of me. Oh, why don't people do what they want to?
Nina, you'll never be ready. Hurry!
Hello, where have you been?
The peasants insisted on teaching us the bambolina.
The bambolina?
I suppose the bambolina isn't good enough for you now.
Is that so?
And we cannot stand still in your arms and hold your hands before we cannot stand.
come here. You, yes, you black sheep.
Me?
Yes, you sheep in wolf's underpants. I found the letter you wrote to my wife. The chamois leaps from bosom to bosom. Do you deny reading it? Do you deny writing it? You home-wrecking hillbilly, trying to deceive a man like me? I, George Washington Gaspar Arata, an honest lawyer who has never told a lie.
Why, you truthless, ruthless, sneaking, reeking, legal seagull!
Give me that note! Give me that note! Give me that note!
I've been trying to give it to you all day. Here it is.
Now then, you hunk of skunk!
You lied to me.
Only legally.
Get out!
There's a storm coming. I'm going.
Oh, Gabby, why did they take me away from here? Why did they give me a lot of money I didn't want and then try to take it away? Why did they try to marry me to someone I didn't care for? And why did they make me lose someone I love very much?
Don't ask me. Here comes Guido. Ask him. I'm going after that illegal eagle. I'm going to unhinge his pinions and tweak his beak.
Guido, I just got your real message. They didn't give me the right one last night.
But Nina...
It's your own fault giving important messages like that to the first man you see. And now look at you standing there, and spring and blossoms and everything. Oh, go away. I hate you.
Nina... Oh, my little spitfire, my wildflower.
Wildflower, we love you. What best could we do?
When I see you swaying with a grace that's too entrancing, then my heart is praying that you'll never cease from dancing.
Wildflower, tell us true. If you only
I dream about you, and my heart is sad without you.
Wildflower, we love you.
In Wildflower, you heard the following: Douglas Kelly, Frank Rich, Don Moore, and Patricia Kennedy. The singing stars were Robert Simmons and Peggy Allen. Orchestra and chorus conducted by Vernon Williams. Your narrator was Morris Kellogg. Wildflower was produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara.
How I love the places that the sun gets from your kiss.